We want to read one or two short passages.
Pročitat ćemo nekoliko kratkih odlomaka iz Srimad Bhagavatama prije svega.
This is Srimad Bhagavatam
10, 13.
We'll just read short translation and purport.
S kratkim prijevodom i smislom. To je što se odnosi na dječake pastire koji nemaju straha.
When Krishna saw that his friends, the cowherd boys, were frightened,
da su njegovi prijatelji, dječaci
pastiri, uplašeni, the fierce controller,
on kontrolor,
even of fear itself,
i samoga straha,
said just
rekao
to
je,
mitigate their fear,
samo da bi,
my dear friends,
uplašio njihov strah. Dragi
do not stop eating.
Nemojte
I shall bring
jesti.
Your calves back.
Ja ću donijeti vaš telad tako što ću sam poći za njima.
This is of course when Lord Brahma,
to je naravno kad je gospodin Brahma ukrao dječake pastire i telad.
And normally there would be quite fearful
situation. Inače, naravno, bili bi prestrašeni.
But Krishna has said that he will do something they have no reason to fear.
Učiniti nešto tako da se ne moraju bojati.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Smisao Srila Prabhupada.
In the presence of Krishna's friendship,
u prisustvu Krišnjog prijateljstva,
a devotee cannot have any fear.
Ne može imati straha.
Krishna is
Krishna
the supreme controller.
Je svešnji kontroler.
The controller,
on je kontrolor
even of death.
I smrti.
One of the things we fear the most, of course,
jedna
is death.
Stvari koje se najviše bojimo je naravno smrt.
Which is supposed to be the ultimate fear.
Koja bi trebala biti krajnji strah
in this material world.
U ovom materijalnom svijetu.
Bayam. Tvitiya bina vesataha swat. This fear arises because
taj
of lack
strah
of Krishna
javlja
consciousness.
Se zbog nedostatka svjesnosti Krišne.
Otherwise,
inače,
there cannot be any fear.
Ne može postojati strah.
For one who has taken shelter,
za osobu koja je uzela utočište
of the lotus feet of Krishna,
lotusovih stopala Krišne,
this material world of fear,
ovaj materijalni svijet straha,
becomes hardly dangerous at all.
Postaje potpuno bezopasan. Skoro bezopasan.
I want to read one, last
želim
quote
pročitati još jedan citat
from Srimad Bhagavatam,
iz Srimad Bhagavatama
11.27. This particularly emphasizes
on
fear
posebno naglašava strah
outside of Krishna.
Kad vidimo nešto koji je nešto što je izvan
Krishna.
Nešto
we
drugo osim
Krishna perspective.
Aha, kad vidimo nešto izvan Krishne.
There is love, there is no fear.
Kad vidimo sve u Krishnoj perspektivi, postoji ljubav, a nema straha.
Or we think something
ili ako
is not
mislimo da nešto nije
overseen, controlled, monitored, arranged by Krishna.
Kad
then of course
mislimo da
Krishna
nešto ne nadgleda ili ne aranžira, onda postoji puno razloga za strah.
Bayam or fear.
Bayam ili strah.
It's caused by seeing something other than Krishna.
Uzrokuje gledanje nečeg drugog osim Krishne. Sve u stvari emanira iz svešnje božanske osobe.
As stated in the Vedanta Sutra.
Kao što je to napisano u Vedanta Sutri.
And it's confirmed in Bhagavad Gita.
I potvrđeno u Bhagavad Giti.
Aham sarvasya prabhavo. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Also in Bhagavad Gita.
Također
Krishna
u Bhagavad
is the well-wishing friend
je Krishna,
of every living entity.
Dobronamjerni prijatelj svakog živog bića.
Suriham sarvabhutanam.
Sukridam sarvabhutanam.
If a living being gives up his misguided attempt
ostavi
to defy
svoju
supreme personality of Godhead
pokušaj da
and surrenders to Lord Krishna,
aha,
certainly,
aha, ako se preda gospodinu Krišni,
he becomes confident
sigurno postaje,
in his eternal relationship with
siguran
Krishna.
U svoj uvječni odnos s Krišnom.
A surrendered soul,
predana duša,
can actually experience
može
that Krishna is his eternal
kako je Krišna njegov vječni
relationship.
Kako ima vječni odnos s Krišnom.
Sorry, a surrendered soul can experience his confidential eternal relationship with Krishna.
Aha, dakle, predana duša može iskusiti svoj povjerljivi vječni odnos s Krishnom.
A surrendered soul can
predana
actually experience Krishna is his well
da je Krishna njen dobronamjerni prijatelj i budući da je taj prijatelj svevišnji apsolutni kontrolor cijele
egzistencije,
sigurno nema razloga za strah.
The son of a rich man
sin bogataša
certainly feels confident.
Sigurno osjeća
while
sigurno,
touring the estate of his father.
Dok se šeta po posjedu svoga oca.
So Prabhupada is explaining
stoga Prabhupada objašnjava
how the son of a very rich man
velikog bogataša
feels very secure.
Se osjeća sigurno.
Very confident.
Vrlo.
Because he's touring his own property.
Jer se šeta po vlasništvu vlastitoga oca.
The son of a rich man certainly feels confident.
Bogataša se sigurno osjeća zaštićenim, znači.
In the same way,
a na isti
a
način,
of Krishna,
Bhakta Krishna,
acting as a representative of the Supreme Lord,
djeluje kao predstavnik svevišnjeg gospodina, se osjeća sigurno, jer može razumjeti u svakom trenutku
that the entire material
da cijeli materijalni i duhovni svijet, duhovna kreacija
su pod
kontrolom njegovog dobrostivog gospodara.
The non-devotee, however,
a bhakte
denies the supreme position of Krishna.
Negiraju svevišnju poziciju
and therefore
Krishne,
imagines
stoga,
that something
zamislite,
is different from Krishna.
Zamišljaju da je nešto drugčije, drugo
example,
osim Krishne.
If a servant of the government
ako sluga vlade
thinks that there is some dangerous obstacle
neki opasni,
that cannot be controlled by the government's power,
koju ne može kontrolirati vladina moć, počinje
if
se bojati.
A child feels
kao što se dijete
that there
osjeća
is some power
da postoji neka
that
moć
of, that, that cannot be subdued by his father,
koju ne može uništiti njegov otac, onda se boji.
So similarly, because
isto tako,
we artificially think
zato jer umjesto mislimo da postoji nešto što
that is not
postoji,
under the strict control
pod striktnom
of the
kontrolom
Lord,
dobrostivog gospodina, mi se bojimo.
Such a concept
i takav koncept
of a second thing, something other than
nečega
Krishna,
što nije Krishna
is called
zove se
Divitya Vinavesha, and it immediately creates a foreign atmosphere of bhaya.
Izaziva stranu atmosferu straha.
Krishna is called
Krishna se naziva
Abhayakara,
Abhayakara,
which means that he destroys all fear
uništava sav strah
in the heart
u srcu
of the devotee.
Bhakte.
So we looked at two
stoga
things in these passages.
Dvije stvari u ovim odlomcima.
We looked at how the cowherd boys
pogledali smo kako su dječaci pastiri
were not fearful.
Oni se nisu bojali, bili su neustrašivi.
Because
zato
where's our controller? He's not here. You're putting me in fear.
Bojim se zbog vas.
The cowherd boys.
Dječaci pastiri.
They were not they were told not to be fearful by Krishna.
Krishna im je rekao da se ne boje.
Because he was reminding them that he is there.
Da je on
and even though the
ovdje,
calves and cows were stolen,
iako su teladi krave bili ukradeni,
we see Krishna did something. He manifested.
Kako je Krishna manifestirao
the cowherd boys and calves in a much more wonderful way than previous.
Telad, na ljepši način nego prije.
Next, in the Bhagavatam, Prabhupada is saying,
how
fear is really seeing something
u stvari gledanje nečeg,
outside of Krishna's control.
Nečeg što nije u Krishnoj kontroli, nečeg izvan
Krishna. And he gives the example of a young boy
mladog dječaka
whose father has a powerful estate,
čiji otac ima
lots of wealth, lots of influence,
imanje, puno bogatstva i utjecaja.
And because the father is so much controlling things,
dakle, otac je u velikoj kontroli
the son
nad tim stvarima,
has solace, the son is comfortable,
sin,
the son is happy,
siguran,
the son is not in fear,
sretan, ne boji se.
Because he realizes,
zato jer shvaća,
my father is in control.
Moj otac kontrolira to.
Just like if
baš
you go someplace,
kao, ako idete na neko mjesto,
and it's a new environment for you.
I to je za vas jedna nova okolina.
But you find that someone
ali
who's a very good friend of yours
da neki vaš jako dobar prijatelj
is in charge.
Upravlja time.
Immediately,
odmah,
some of your anxiety
neka
goes.
Vaša tjeskoba nestaje.
So the devotee is to be less and less in anxiety about anything.
Bhakte su sve manje i manje u tjeskobi zbog u vezi bilo čega.
Knowing that all things ultimately rest on Krishna.
Sve stvari na kraju počivaju na Krishna.
Yet kinsidasti dananjaya, mayisavami ram proptam sutra mana gana iva. They're all things, just
sve
like pearls strung upon a thread, systematically,
perli
is resting on Krishna.
Nanizane na Krishni, u stvari.
But
počivaju
accepting
na Krishni.
That
ali prihvaćanje toga
is a process.
Je proces.
So today,
tako danas,
we want to try to have some time where we can
pokušati
have a
imati
few
nešto
questions.
Za nekoliko pitanja.
Because we're trying to cover so
zato
much material in a little time.
Pokriti toliko puno materijala u kratko
vrijeme.
We haven't
had any questions any of the days of the course
a
yet.
U sve dane tečaja nismo imali nikakvih pitanja.
So it's also nice that this evening we'll have general questions.
Stoga vrlo lijepo da ćemo večeras imati generalna pitanja.
We're not having a chance to have questions at the Bhagavatam class.
Danas nismo imali priliku za pitanja na Bhagavatam lekciji.
And then perhaps Thursday or Friday.
Možda u četvrtak ili petak.
We'll have a istogosi.
Išta gošti.
During the Bhagavatam period.
Tijekom Shrimad Bhagavatam
Well, we can try to look closer
gdje možemo pokušati pogledati
in a visionary way
bliže na jedan vizionarski način
of what things we would like to see
što bi htjeli da se dogodi,
in the zone,
što bi htjeli vidjeti da se dogodi u zoni da bi mogli poboljšati svoje
propovijedanje
na svim područjima
what things we are not satisfied or
s kojim stvarima
happy about.
Nismo zadovoljni i u vezi čega nismo
sretni. We want to look closer at what we each individual can do.
Što svaka individua može učiniti
to be able to have a greater experience of happiness in our Krishna consciousness.
Da bi mogla iskusiti više sreće u svjesnosti Krishne.
So that'll be coming up perhaps I think
to će se dogoditi
najvjerojatnije
u petak ujutro.
Now let us
sada
backtrack and then we move ahead.
Vratimo se natrag malo i onda ćemo kasnije krenuti
so as we were
s našom temom.
Taking some
dakle,
look
dakle gledali smo od početka
at
seminara
the major
do sada na glavne kategorije
fears.
Naših najvećih strahova.
Do you remember the largest area that we were finding
najveću,
most people having fear?
Najveći strah većine vas to je gubljenje nekoga koga volite.
Very dear to one.
I koji vam je ko vam je vrlo drag.
Someone that we
neko,
love.
Koga
the fear
volite.
Of losing that person.
Dakle, strah gubljenja te osobe.
Of course, obviously, our biggest fear
naš, najveći strah u stvari je
somehow not going back to Godhead.
Da nećemo se nekako vratiti nazad
kući Bogu. Our biggest
fear
is not completing the ultimate goal
da
of this
nekako
life.
Nećemo
završiti
ovaj proces u ovom životu,
that
ali
is quite universal in some ways.
Ali to je jako kontroverzno. I
our second category, largest
naša druga,
category,
najveća kategorija
was
bila je
losing faith.
Gubljenje vjere.
And so we know how important
znamo
it is
je važno
as we excel in our devotion
da,
to have strong faith.
Imamo jaku vjeru kako napredujemo u predanom
not
služenju.
Blind faith,
ne slijepu vjeru, naravno,
science,
nego vjeru
so
u znanost kako bi mogli
the science to work
dozvoliti
for us.
Znanosti da radi za nas.
And third was
i treće
loneliness.
Je bilo samoća.
So our fourth category
tako, naša četvrta kategorija
was offenses.
Bile su uvrede.
So what I want to do
stoga
is
ono
have
one
or two people just to share
je dovesti jedno ili dvoje ljudi da podijeli s nama pa ćemo dalje nastaviti
someone
s današnjom temom.
Yet,
neko ko nije još s nama podijelio
of a person who previously had lost their faith
strah kad je izgubio vjeru ili izgubila
it
vjeru
can be in guru and shastra.
Može biti u guru, a u shastra.
Can be in devotee association.
Može biti u društvu bhakta.
Can be in everything. Lost
može
faith in Krishna
biti u bilo
at some
što,
point in one's life.
U Krishnu u nekom trenutku u životu.
But who was able to
ali
move away from that
odmaknuti od toga i kroz to i proći
like
kroz
you to
to.
Share with us
molim vas, bili bi mogli podijeliti s nama kako ste vi ponovo
stronger faith.
Zadobili veću
so
vjeru.
This was not a fear or an issue for you in your Krishna consciousness.
To je bio jedan od problema u vašoj svjesnosti Krishna.
Can we have one person?
Može li jedna osoba doći
who can share?
Javiti se koja može to podijeliti s nama?
Of losing of faith.
Gubljenje vjere i ponovno zadobivanje.
And how you reclaim that or regain it.
Kako ste ponovno zadobili.
Maybe you share how you reclaim your faith.
Možda podijelite kako ste zadobili nazad svoju vjeru.
Someone who may still be dealing with that issue.
A čak i ako ako to podijelite
similar,
s nama, možda netko ko ima sličan problem, sigurno će dobiti neku inspiraciju i neku,
and how
neki
you
uvid
were able to overcome that,
u to kako ste vi to nadišli.
Enemies that attack the mind in such a way.
Kako ste nadišli te neprijatelje
often
koje su vam
we
tako
make our problems worse
često radimo svoje probleme i gorim, jer mislimo da smo mi jedini koji imamo taj problem. To je jedan od naših unutarnjih dijaloga također, nekad mislimo govorimo
no
sami
one
sebi
knows
nitko
how
ne
much
zna
I am
kako
suffering.
Ja patim.
Huh? Everyone seems to be happy.
Svatko izgleda sretan, sluša lekciju.
Your mind is saying, oh,
a vaš um kaže,
so
ja tako patim.
The bodies are dancing in the kirtan.
Bhakta plešu kirtanu.
And you're looking around
and
you're thinking,
unakolo i mislite,
what are they happy about?
Zašto su oni tako sretni?
If they had my problems,
da imaju moje probleme,
they would be also very sad.
Sigurno bi bili ovako tužni.
And so we're telling ourselves,
I tako sami sebi govorimo,
I am depressed.
Ja sam depresivan, ja sam tužan.
So what?
Pa šta?
Remember when we are Maya,
onda smo uhvatili
to some aspect of Maya,
neki aspekt Maje,
as we hold on to it,
i kako ga držimo,
we identify with it,
identificiramo se
and
s
then
njim,
it dictates some action.
I onda poduzivamo neku akciju, nešto
somebody
radimo.
Says something to you,
neko vam nešto kaže,
and your mind didn't like what you heard.
I vašem umu se ne sviđa ono što
so
je
your
čuo.
Mind says,
i tako vam um kaže,
be angry.
Budi ljut.
Your mind says,
kaže,
don't talk to that person for
ne govori s tom osobom neko vrijeme.
Your mind says,
well, kaže,
if he wants to say like that,
ako on želi reći
if
to,
she is going to act that way,
ako ona želi se ponašati na taj način,
mind says, then
onda
you act
kaže,
like this.
E, onda se i ti ponašaj tako.
So the mind tells you some type
kaže,
of response to make.
Neku vrstu odgovora na to ponašanje.
The mind says, today,
kaže, danas,
be
budi
angry at everybody.
Ljut na sve oko sebe.
So you get out of the bed and you shower,
čim se dignete iz kreveta i otuširate se, počne
svoju priču. Says, today,
i kaže, danas,
be angry at everyone.
Na sve.
Don't worry about smiling.
Ne brini se o smijanju i izbjegavaj službu.
Find somehow to be personal.
Nekako, neku,
be angry.
Neku osobu na kojoj ćeš biti ljut. Budi impersonalan.
The mind sometimes says,
ponekad kaže,
during the course of the day,
tijekom dana,
the mind says, don't you see how lonely you are?
Zar ne vidiš kako si usamljen?
Isn't it so unfortunate that you're always so lonely?
Zar nije to takva nesreća da si uvijek tako usamljen?
Even though now you're around 300 people,
sad imate oko sebe 300 ljudi,
the mind says,
kaže,
go down by the river,
odi dole kraj rijeke,
just sit by a rock,
sjedni na kamen,
and be sad.
I budi tužan.
You're up there dancing and singing.
I plešete i pjevate.
But that's for them.
Ali to je samo za njih.
You go as far as you
can. I vi idete što dalje možete.
Nobody will see you.
Niko vas neće vidjeti.
And you think how,
i mislite
how much you're suffering in your life.
Kako patite u svom životu.
So the mind is
tako
vicious.
Um je takav, zločest.
But we will find more ways to put it under control.
Ali mi nalazimo više načina da...
So somebody's mind was telling them
tako
so much.
Nekome
the mind
govori,
was saying, don't have faith.
Nemoj imati vjeru.
How can you believe these
kako
scriptures?
Kako možeš vjerovati u ove spise?
It's just mythology.
To je samo mitologija.
Huh? How can you
kako
accept a guru?
Možeš prihvatiti gurua?
Why do you want to give away your power?
Zašto želiš odbaciti tu svoju moć vlastitu?
After all,
nakon
isn't Krishna
svega,
in everyone's heart?
Šta nije Krishna u svačijem srcu?
What's the need for a guru?
Šta ti treba guru onda?
The mind has all kinds of ways
puno načina
it causes us
na koje nas,
to work overtime
čini da prekomjerno radimo i pokušavamo pobjeći od Krišnine ljubavi.
So someone can share with us
da li neko može s nama podijeliti jednu poantu
when they,
jednu točku
had lost faith,
kada su izgubili vjeru dakle
and how they regained
i kako su je ponovo zadobili.
How this fear and the inner dialogue
taj strah i unutarnji dijalog mogu izazvati takvu situaciju i osoba postane rob tog unutrašnjeg dijaloga. Ali kasnije je mogla to učiniti, mogla ga je otresti. Evo, stiže.
Hare Krishna. Sjećam se, to je bilo negde prije godinu i pol ili dvije, nisam baš sigurna.
It was somewhat a year and a half ago, or 2 years ago.
I bili smo sa mojim cimrgom koji isto tako baktina u sobi i kad smo čuli
we were in the room
jednu
vijest
o tome da je neki duhovni učitelj na neki način pao sa svog položaja.
That her spiritual master somehow fell from his position.
Not her spiritual master. Da je neki duhovni učitelj sam.
Ah, that some spiritual master fell from his position somehow, not her spiritual master. Aha, no. But maybe from... Bojao sam se. No, not you.
A pošto
roommate, but
u svjesnosti Krišne isto sam došla baš u to vrijeme.
I just came at this time.
Kad je Šri Višnjupad isto bio napustio proces.
Also left the process.
Tako da u tom trenutku čak mislim da smo čak i zaplakali onako.
They even cried.
Kako je sad sve to moguće?
How is it all possible?
Kad nismo bili u ovom procesu, ono puno srećnih ljudi u kome ne možeš vjerovati, uvijek te neko iznevjeri u tome.
You always meet so many people outside which you can't trust.
I sad dolazimo u proces i povtorno ponovo one osobe u kome trebamo vjerovati,
you
se desi da i oni
the most you can see.
Isto tako ne mogu ostati u tom položaju i ne možemo im vjerovati.
And we can't trust.
Tako sam nekoliko dana bila u tjeskobi.
So a few days I was in anxiety.
I jednog dana kad sam otišla
u
hram,
when I went to the temple,
i bila je lekcija,
there was the lecture,
neki bakta je pustio na kasetofon lekciju. O Satchinandana Swami, kako priča, kako je institucija i kako mi kao ljudi smo nesavršeni. I lekcija je bila baš ono što mi je bilo potrebno.
Exactly
u tom trenutku te realizacije jednostavno su mi pomogli da povratim svoju vjeru i da vidim da je ovaj proces u stvari ima jednu drugu pozadinu, da postoji
another background.
Šila Prabhupada i Krishna i cijela Guru Parampara koji nas uvijek štite bez ogleda na to
no matter
šta se dešava
what happens.
I bez ogleda na to koliko smo nesavršeni kao institucije i kao ljudi.
How much we are imperfect as institution and as people.
So in this case,
u ovom slučaju,
someone is coming,
netko dolazi,
associating with the devotees,
i druži se s baktama,
and we come with a certain zeal and also a certain amount of naivety.
E ima i određenu dozu naivnosti.
Then we started finding more about the process of purification.
No kad i onda počne otkrivati više o procesu pročišćenja. I u ovom slučaju, čula je od Satchinandana Swami,
she took shelter of his words.
Uzela je utočište njegovih riječi.
He is guru representing.
Jer on predstavlja svog
and the process he was explaining something from Shastra.
I on je objašnjavao nešto iz Shastra,
which helped to address that fear.
Koje je pomoglo
and even though previously,
koje je pomoglo otkloniti taj strah. Iako je prije imala unutarnji dijalog,
questioning perhaps whether Krishna consciousness is genuine.
Je li svjesnost Krišne u stvari prava?
Whether this
ono
is the right
pravo,
thing for her to do?
Ili je to ono pravo što ona treba učiniti?
Or considering that if someone
ili
in such a high position
da je netko na tako velikom položaju
can fall down,
pao,
then what is the hope
onda
for her?
Kakva nade postoji za nju?
But we are to see
ali mi trebamo
through the
vidjeti
eyes of the Shastra.
U očima Shastra.
And because the Shastra is bona fide,
Shastra je bona fide,
then when someone does not follow it,
Shastra
je vjerodostojna,
ako je netko ne slijedi, onda postoji teškoća.
If someone could do anything they want and get the same
može
result,
učiniti što god želi, a dobiti isti rezultat, onda to, onda spisi nemaju nikakvo značenje, Shastre nemaju nikakvo značenje.
But when someone honors Shastra,
ali kad netko cijeni Shastre,
then the sign is that their devotion
to je znak da njihova bhakti se zaljeva.
And when it is not properly watered,
ali ako je osoba pravilno ne zaljeva, onda već zaljeva aparade, anarte i uvrede koje guše devocijsku puzavicu, postepeno padne sa svog položaja.
So, maybe we're talking about offenses since that was the fourth category.
Govorimo o uvredama, to je bila četvrta kategorija.
Let's see. Yes, here it is. Offenses.
Evo ovdje vidimo.
Maybe someone can share.
Možda netko može podijeliti.
In this category.
U ovoj kategoriji.
This is the fourth most feared category.
Četvrta kategorija koju ste se najviše bojali. I rekli ste da se jako bojite toga.
Of making offenses.
Dakle, da ne napravite uvrede.
Now this is a healthy fear also.
Dakle, ovo je zdrav strah.
Prabhupada once said that
je rekao jednom,
one of the difficulties of his disciples
poteškoća njegovih učenika je da se ne boje Maje.
So that kind of fear
takav strah
is really a catalyst
je u stvari
for causing us to run away from the association of Maya.
Koje nam pomaže da se odmaknemo od društva Maje, koje nam pomaže da budemo neustrašivi
and eager to take more shelter of Krishna.
I željni uzeti više utočišta Krišne.
So maybe somebody can share on this level.
Možda neko može.
Someone who
podijeliti
at some point
nama,
in their life, Krishna conscious career,
u jednom trenutku karijere u svjesnosti Krišne,
being very offensive toward others.
Vidio da je uvredljiv prema drugima.
Offensive toward sadhus?
Prema sadhuima.
Maybe offensive toward your guru?
Čak možda prema guru
isto. Offensive toward Krishna?
Možda prema Krišni.
But again,
uvreden,
some lack of faith was there.
Bio je tu prisutan nedostatak neke vjere.
And the dialogue, yes. You like, you have one? Okay. And the dialogue was such
dialog je bio
that
takav,
one was in an offensive state.
Da je došao do
stanja uvreda. Krishna directly,
ili je uzeo utočište Krišne direktno, pokušao se više predati procesu guruima i šastrama, ili je imao neke unutarnje realizacije i onda je uspio izaći iz tog djelokruga.
I was living in Bhaktivedanta Manor
in
England for about 10 years.
U Engleskoj oko 10
and,
godina.
Going to the temple.
I išao sam u hram.
For maybe 6 or 7 years.
6 ili 7 godina.
During that time,
vremena,
the temple president,
predsjednik hrama,
well, somehow I just
nekako jednostavno
I didn't like this person.
Nije mi se sviđala ta osoba jednostavno.
I saw that, and I heard other people
sometimes
criticize him that
da ga kritiziraju,
he had a big salary,
da je imao veliku plaću,
and he very rarely came to the temple program.
I rijetko dolazio na temploske programe.
And I heard, you know, some rumors that he had like a big house with a jacuzzi,
da ima veliku kuću,
you know,
sa jacuzzijem i tako dalje i sve te neke.
And
dobro zvuči.
And you know, the temple
hram,
they sometimes they said they didn't have enough
rekli,
money, but seems that he had a very big salary,
and,
even when he did come to the temple, he didn't really kind of open himself to the devotees. He wasn't approachable and so
nije
on.
Bio baš pristupačan.
And so year after year,
I tako godinu za godinu,
every time I saw the person,
svaki put kad bi vidio tu osobu, there he is. Ah, evo ga.
There's that guy.
Evo onog tipa.
He's the one.
To
yeah.
je taj.
You know? And of course I never
I
said
naravno,
anything
nikad nisam ništa rekao
to him or
njemu direktno.
I never did anything, you
nikad
know, about
nisam ništa ni učinio u vezi toga.
But every time I saw him, I thought,
ali,
yeah, that's
vidio,
him.
Mislio sam, da, to je on.
So, but then,
ali onda,
he decided to change his service.
Je odlučio promijeniti svoju službu.
And they decided to have like a ceremony,
da imaju ceremoniju,
to say goodbye to him.
Da mu kažu zbogom.
And to say, you know, and they had many devotees
imali
come
su puno bakta
and
su došli,
kind of, you know,
nekako,
share with the other devotees
podijelili su, da bi podijelili s drugim baktama
what their experiences were with this
predsjednika hrama.
And it was almost like a Vyasa Puja ceremony.
To je bilo skoro kao neka malo Vyasa Puja ceremonija. Ljudi
they
bi došli
like an offering to him
i ponudili bi mu nešto.
In some way,
na neki način i
from their hearts genuinely
srca,
say some kind words or something that they appreciated about him that he did
njega,
for them.
A što je on učinio
so
za
I thought, okay,
tako
I'll go
mislio,
also
okay,
and just
ću,
see, you know. So I went there and you know, I heard one devotee after another, after another, after another, give very deep, genuine, heartfelt appreciation about that devotee. How, you know, one devotee even started crying, one of the brahmacharis, how this person helped him so much, he was like his father, and another person came up and said how he was so expert at collecting donations from the Indian community. And another person came up and said how he was a very good manager. Another devotee came and said how he helped him personally go through so many problems. And you know, after about an hour and a half of hearing all of these genuine appreciations, I saw that, you know, the other side to this person that I didn't see before. And then my whole, you know, my outlook completely changed. Although there may have been some fault in this person, but that was just one small part of that person. And then I could see the whole other picture of that particular devotee. And then that offensive mentality that I had in my mind just went away
after hearing
so many genuine appreciations of that devotee. So that, anyway, it's showed me that the mind can just, you know, grab on to a concept of a person and keep that for years, and it may not be a true picture of that person. And I saw how tricky it is, the mind. We have these conceptions, and they can be and probably should be most of the time broken.
These two themes are very important that Punachandra brought up, is that sometimes a incident may happen in a relationship, and we may allow that or a few incidents to cover or to influence the entire way how we see and relate to a person. Sometimes it is genuine difficulty in the relationship.
Ponekad je to neka prava poteškoća u stvari u odnosu.
But when we are not being sufficiently loving or Krishna conscious,
ali kad nismo dovoljno svjesni Krishne ili ljubavi, onda dozvoljavamo
those experiences
da ta iskustva
to cloud our whole view and perception
about the percepciju o osobi.
And we dwell so much on just those one or two encounters that we can't see so many good things that the person does or is about. Materialists do this so often because, one, they always want to feel that they are better, and two, often they are eager to put someone else down. Now, as devotees, we are to be spiritual scientists. So we have a duty to be very scrutinizing and meticulous in how we evaluate what is proper service, proper attitude. But we are not supposed really to go fault finding. We are to go love finding. We're supposed to study each devotee to see what we can do to learn from that person or what we can do to help that person. And in each case, that's the spirit of sambandha or relationship of love. We're trying to see what good qualities are there
so we can imitate,
we can absorb those good qualities into our own being. And where we see certain weaknesses,
kad vidimo neke slabosti,
we're not to be in denial,
ne bi trebali ih negirati,
but our major mantra should be,
ali naša glavna mantra treba biti,
what can I do to serve?
Što mogu učiniti da služim?
What can I do to help?
Što mogu učiniti da pomognem?
What can I do
što
to be able to make a difference?
Promijenim nešto.
When someone is weak or not loving,
slab ili ne voli,
they minimize their own power.
Oni, smanjuju svoju vlastitu
and they only
moć,
see the difficulty.
Umanjuju vlastitu moć I vide samo
poteškoće. That means you minimize your power because you're not thinking that you can do something to make a difference.
Jer, ne mislite da vi možete nešto promijeniti.
Love is not something sentimental.
Ljubav
it is the strongest power.
To je najjača moć.
And so when we have that deeper selflessness and the sadhu qualities, then we are so eager to see which way that we can try to assist that will ultimately bring greater consciousness toward Krishna. We do not just wait for others to fall down. It's okay. We do not just wait for others to have a problem,
druge da imaju probleme,
but we try to see that any issue and any problem
da svaki problem
is all of our problem.
Je problem svi u nas.
When someone has
kad netko
sadness,
ima, tugu,
when someone has happiness,
kad netko je sretan,
we don't just see it is that person's problem.
To je problem te osobe.
We see that it is our problem.
It is a family problem.
And therefore, we try to see what we can do
to be able to make a difference.
Now, the other way of what was brought out in Purachandra's discussion is seeing something differently. Sometimes, We have to pray to Krishna.
Moramo se moliti Krišni.
To allow us.
Da nam dozvoli.
To see something differently.
Nešto drugčijim očima.
Sometimes we're seeing something in a particular way.
Nešto vidimo na određeni način.
And it is being influenced by some internal dialogue.
I na to utječe unutarnji dijalog.
And we want to ask Krishna to help us.
I mi želimo pitati Krišnu da nam pomogne.
To see something differently.
Da vidimo nešto drugčije.
Put this around her neck for me.
Chai.
There's some presence there. So, if we ask Krishna to let us see something differently, then many times the way that we work seeing something and thinking that it was the totality of the reality, we'll be able to focus in a different way. Just like we're all seeing something based on the kind of glasses or our vision. So I can't see so well, especially now.
Posebno, ja sada ne vidim dobro bez naočala.
So as I put my glasses on, then somehow
naočale,
perception becomes clear.
Jasna.
So we know that our senses are very dull at this point in our evolution. And so much of spiritual life,
atma vidya,
self-realization, is the senses becoming sharper.
Naše osjetila postaju oštrija.
And as we become mindful, we want to see everything in relationship with Krishna.
Pazimo, želimo vidjeti sve u odnosu s Krishnom.
Just like one way,
Krishna
Kshetra mentioned a point today
about the deities. O božanstvima, recimo.
A very powerful way for us to become
da postanemo
more loving, more Krishna conscious,
puni ljubavi i svjesni Krishna,
is centering everything around the deities.
Je da vidimo sve u vezi s božanstvima.
Either in your house,
bilo
in the temples.
Kući, u hramu.
So if one is thinking
misli,
that this is really the property of the deity,
da je ovo, vlasništvo božanstva,
and so whether you're cooking, whether you're sweeping,
kuha,
whether you're cleaning,
ili čisti,
whether you're fundraising,
ili skuplja,
whether you're parenting,
ili je roditelj,
if you're thinking
ako
that
mislite,
this is an offering
ovo je ponuda
to the deity,
božanstvu,
then as each person does his or her service, they're trying to do it with quality because they want to have a nice offering for the deity. And each person wants someone else's service to be nice because it is also an offering for the deity. It's like now we're going to have John Mosley, Prabhupada's appearance. Many places in the world, people are cooking, will be cooking so many preparations. So it's important for you or me that we cook our preparation nice. But it's also important for somebody else to cook their preparation nice. You don't just think, well, I'm going to do a nice preparation and I know the other 107 preparations are not going to be so wonderful. But that's okay. Because Krishna will be happy about my wonderful preparation. How can that be love?
Kako to može biti ljubav?
You want somebody to have 107
želite
bad preparations.
Da neko ima 107 loših preparacija.
As long as your one preparation is okay.
A vaša, samo da je vaša jedna, okay.
No, you want yours to be as nice as it can be.
Da bude
and you
lijepa,
also want somebody else to do theirs nicely.
Vi želite učiniti
because
dobro,
then,
ali želite
at the end of the
dobro.
Offering, there are so many wonderful
ima
preparations
puno,
that Krishna enjoyed. And that you and me and everyone else is going to enjoy afterwards. So you see that we are to do our own devotion in such a way that it is wonderful, but that it also inspires someone else. So when someone else's devotion isn't so well,
or
so good, that should become an issue to each of us. Because it is going to affect the meal. It's going to affect the boga that is being offered. Now, before we get to our homework assignment,
prije nego što dođemo do domaće zadaće,
I want to put everybody into Maya for a little while.
Želim sve vas malo staviti u Maju.
Will you forgive me for 5 minutes?
Molim vas, oprostite mi na tome, na 5 minuta.
I know you're supposed to be getting Krishna consciousness. We'll put you all into Maya for 5 minutes.
Ali sada ću vas na 5 minuta sve staviti u Maju.
Put everybody on a bodily platform.
I sve na tjelesni nivo.
Okay, I need a couple of volunteers.
Need a couple of bodies up here. I
want one body that's very tall. Somebody come up who's very tall.
Huh?
Mother, come. Please come. Yes, you're tall. Come on. Yeah, don't look around.
Ti si visoka, nemoj gledati oko sebe. Ti.
Okay. I want someone who's very short.
Želim nekoga koji je vrlo, vrlo mali.
Somebody who thinks they're very short.
Neko ko misli da je jako mali.
Who's quite short here?
Ko je tu vrlo, onako dosta mali?
I'm sorry, put everyone in Maja for a minute.
Evo,
give me a short person.
Svi malo budete u Maji. Evo, evo jedna niska osoba mi treba.
Okay. I want someone.
I želim sada nekoga.
Who thinks they are really skinny?
Ko misli da je vrlo mršav.
Come on. I want some
evo, nekoga ko za sebe misli da je jako
mršav. I want someone who thinks that they are very skinny.
Nekoga ko misli da je jako, jako mršav.
Is anyone?
Ima li nekog takvog?
Come on. Come on.
Ajde. Dođi, dođi.
Okay. Now, I want someone who thinks
sada
that they're overweight.
Nekoga ko misli da je malo predebel.
Come on.
Okay. Elegantno popunjenu osobu. We'll
put everybody in Maja for a little while, okay?
Evo sad,
please forgive me.
Sad ću sve staviti malo u Maju. Molim
okay.
vas, prostite mi.
So I just want to check.
Samo sam htio provjeriti.
So you think you're very skinny,
ti
right?
Ti misliš yes? da si jako mršav, da?
All right.
Samo da provjerimo, okay. znači.
You think you're very short.
A ti misliš da si All right. vrlo niska?
Am I right? You think you're tall? Well, I called you. I called you out, so I have to check.
Okay,
you think
ja
you're quite tall?
A misliš li da si,
no?
Da si
okay.
visoka? Ne.
No, you can sit down. It's okay. No, it's okay. No, just I'll call someone. It's okay.
Dobro, pozvat ću nekog drugog.
So somebody who thinks that they're tall.
Trebao bi nekoga
ko misli
who feels
da je vrlo very tall?
Visok.
Anybody? Amongst
da li neko
men?
Misli da je jako visok među vama?
If you don't, it's okay also.
To je isto okay ako nema nikoga.
She doesn't think she's so tall.
Ona
it's
ne
okay.
misli da je toliko visoka. To je okay.
Anyone here thinks they're quite tall?
Da li netko od vas ovdje misli
anyone?
Da je visok?
In the back?
Netko traga?
How about amongst the men?
A
any man who thinks they're rather tall?
Da li netko od vas misli da je
okay,
visok?
Somebody who thinks they're too tall.
A neko ko misli da je previše visok.
Anyone? Going, going, going.
Evo, idemo, idemo.
No one?
Nitko?
They're all too Krishna conscious, huh?
Svi ste previše svjesni Krishna.
Come on. Anyone who has this dialogue
bilo
who's thinking
ko,
that too. Come,
ko misli
come
da je
on.
Previsok.
Get someone.
Evo ga.
Arrivo! I think you.
Mislim,
I think you already understand
the
inner dialogue here.
Unutarnji dijalog.
Huh? So, she is. Let's start with him. Okay.
Evo,
he is thinking.
On misli
that he is too tall.
Da je previše okay? visok.
So that means.
To znači.
Many times during the week.
Mnogo puta tijekom tjedna.
Perhaps many times during the day.
Možda i mnogo puta
perhaps many times during an hour.
Možda mnogo puta i tijekom jednog sata.
There's some conversation saying, oh, you are too tall.
Ti si previsok.
What kind of karma is this?
Kako je to karma?
What has, why has life created this problem for me?
Zašto mi je život napravio taj problem?
Some of the other people,
toliko
they are shorter.
Ljudi, oni su niži.
They don't have to bow down when they come
ne
into places.
Se
have to bend down.
Mjesto,
have to worry about knocking their head.
Ne moraju se brinuti da ne
so,
udare glavom.
From time to time,
stoga s vremena na vrijeme,
probably more than what's healthy,
možda i više nego što je zdravo, on misli.
That, and that's why I asked someone who is thinking that they are tall, they're short, they're fat, etc. So much of that
toliko
is in the mind.
Toliko toga je u umu. Dakle.
From time to time.
S vremena na vrijeme.
How much do you weigh? How many kilos?
Koliko imaš kilograma?
About 70 something like that.
Oko 70 i 7.
He says it very soft.
Rekao je to vrlo
about
tiho.
70.
Oko 70.
I am so skinny.
Ja sam tako mršav.
About 70.
Oko 70.
Each day I weigh on the scale to see if I gain a little more.
Vidim na vagi, gledam da li sam dobio više na težini.
He is telling himself
that he is
quite skinny.
Da je dosta mršav.
And she is thinking that she is short.
Da je niska.
So she has to stand on her toes all the time.
Stalno stajati na prstima.
When she looks in the mirror sometimes.
Kad se gleda u ogledalo. Ponekad.
The mirror, everything is designed for people of
sve
a little higher, a little taller.
Koje su malo viši.
When she was in school, when she
kad
had to be in the line,
školi,
when they line you up by height, she would always be the first
visini,
one. She was the shortest.
Najniža.
She buys her clothes. She has to buy clothes so she looks taller. She buys shoes, big heels.
Kupuje cipele s visokim petama.
You go to her closet, you'll see some big heels.
So she looks taller.
Because from time to time she's telling herself,
why
you have to be so short? Why when you talk to people you have to be looking up? Why don't they look up at you sometimes? So, in her case, sometimes she is thinking, how many calories are in this? Just give me only a little bit of ice cream today. She's thinking, look at them, they're all eating lots of pizza.
Svi jedu puno pizza.
I wish I could eat so much pizza like that. She goes to buy the dress.
Ide kupiti odjeću.
This color is nice because it'll make
ova
me look thin.
Lijepa, će izgledati mršava u njoj.
She thinks, no, today I won't go swimming because
danas
I don't know.
Danas ne idem plivati, zato jer ne znam.
So she talks to her friend.
Njenoj prijateljici.
You think I've lost a little weight?
Misliš da sam malo izgubila na težini?
So,
I tako,
the mind is saying,
cijelo vrijeme govori, oh,
you are too big. Huh?
Ti si prevelik.
Okay, you can have a seat.
Možete sjesti sada.
Vice now to Gorky. So,
I tako,
please forgive me.
Molim vas, oprostite
please forgive me for my Maya.
Molim vas, oprostite mi na
but
moje Maji.
I think you see the point.
Ali mislim da vidite pointu koja je sljedeća.
A lot of our anxiety and fear.
Puno naših tjeskoba i strahova.
Has to do with the bodily platform.
Imaju veze s tjelesnim nivom.
Has to do with things outside of Krishna.
Imaju veze sa stvarima koje su izvan Krišne.
You think Krishna thinks
mislite
this one was too tall?
Da je osoba, ova osoba bila
this one is too skinny?
A ova je bila premršava.
This one is too short?
Ova je bila preniska.
This one is too fat?
Ova je bila predebela.
Does Krishna say, whatever you do,
što god radiš,
always be skinny?
Uvijek budi mršav.
Krishna says, no one is more dear to me.
Da,
than those who are short.
Aha, ne, a da li Krišna kaže nitko mi nije draži od onih koji su niski?
We find nowhere in scripture.
To Krišna nigdje ne kaže u spisima.
But Krishna does say, Tejsham Satyatayukta, Bhajatam Priti Purvakam, that we can come to him
with love and devotion. S ljubavlju i predanošću.
Now also,
dakle, još,
we realize
shvaćamo
that he wasn't really
da,
too tall.
Nije baš previsok.
Even if he's thinking that way, and even if he is considered to be tall by some material standards.
Po nekim materijalnim standardima.
He wasn't too skinny. She wasn't too short. She wasn't too fat. Even if by some material norms those things apply, none of them we know are their body.
Ali oni nisu njihova tijela.
And so we understand that even if they think
da čak i ako misle
and accept,
i
even if that is the case, that they accept
slučaj,
that that body is of a certain orientation, that they should realize that they're just passing through this situation.
Moraju shvatiti da oni samo prolaze
but
kroz
more
situaciju.
Than not,
ali
most of the times our anxieties have to do with things
ima veze sa
that are extremely illusory.
Koje su ekstremno iluzorne.
That sometimes people have just convinced themselves so much that they're not beautiful, they're not intelligent, and their whole life gets geared, covered in that way. And more than not, it's not even true based on material standards. It's like, for instance, the girl who was here, who by some standards may be a little chubby,
standardima može
some
biti
places
malo
in the world,
na nekim mjestima
her
u svijetu,
size would be the normal size.
Njena veličina bi bila normalna.
In Africa, she would be considered still a little skinny.
A u nekim drugim mjestima je čak i mršava.
Because they consider if a woman is big,
oni smatraju,
it means she's
velika,
eating nice,
to znači da
it means
dobro
she's
jede,
wealthy,
znači da je bogata,
means life is good for her.
I znači da je njen život dobar, da ju dobro tretira. U Indiji također.
Pučana said also in India, men like chubby women.
Muškarci vole popunjene žene.
So in America, she would have to be half that size.
Moramo biti pol.
Women
practically
starve, models starve themselves.
Modeli se izgladnjuju.
They are so skinny.
Toliko su mršave.
Because that is so-called
standard.
But in some places,
ali na nekim mjestima,
that someone is considered beautiful, especially if they're very chubby.
Posebno ako je vrlo,
because it means
popunjen.
They're eating well.
Jer znači da that they dobro got food. Jedu.
Huh? In some cultures,
u nekim kulturama,
someone who is very tall
ko je vrlo visok,
is considered
smatra se
to be of normative beauty for that culture.
Norma ljepote za
in
tu
some
kulturu,
cultures,
a u nekim
people extend their ears,
ljudi
extend
šire
their lips,
svoje uši,
put plates into their lips, make their lips very big.
I stavljaju tanjure u usta da
like
in
the Asian cultures in China,
u Kini,
women were beautiful, they had very small feet.
Žene su imale vrlo, vrlo mala stopala.
So women would literally torture themselves
in
binding their feet, making their feet very small.
I vezale bi svoja stopala kako bi ona izrasla malena.
You can see all this is Maya.
Možete vidjeti sve to Maya.
It has nothing to do with real beauty.
I to nema veze sa pravom ljepotom.
In connection with the quality, with the nature of the soul.
Duše sa.
So sometimes we have to just stop and think.
I ponekad moramo jednostavno zastati i razmišljati.
Am I really playing into material standards?
Da li se ponašam po materijalnim standardima?
Do I want to take another material body?
Želim li uzeti drugo materijalno
tijelo? Because playing into material standards means more and more material bodies.
Standarde znači
it means if you're too much worried in this lifetime,
tijela, ako se u ovom životu previše
brinete, tall,
i ako vam je mantra da
ste
previše visoki,
next lifetime is a pygmy.
Sljedeći život ćete se vratiti kao niski.
Your major issue is that oh I am so fat.
Vaš glavni problem je bio ja sam
maybe
tako
the next lifetime you come back as a, you know, as a model.
U sljedećem životu se kao nekima manekenka koja je vrlo mršava i vrlo lijepa.
Still misery.
Ali još uvijek ćete patiti.
Material bodies,
materijalna tijela,
most material nature.
Pripadaju materijalnoj prirodi.
So much of our fear,
toliko naših straha,
has to do with things that are unhealthy for us in the first place.
Koje za nas nisu uopće zdrave.
And as we look closer at who we really are,
bliže u ono što doista
then
jesmo,
at least we have less anxieties in all of these areas.
Imamo manje tjeskobe u vezi svega toga.
So one of the things we do want to do more and more is when we do have
više činiti,
some stagnation in some area,
je kada negdje
we want to pray to
Krishna
to help us
da nam
to see things
da vidimo
differently.
Stvari na drugi način.
So then we will respond.
Onda ćemo drugčije odgovoriti.
Now we go to our homework assignment.
I sada se vratimo naše domaće.
So we asked everybody 2 days ago because yesterday we weren't able to meet.
Jer jučer je bio.
That not only do we tell ourselves so many unhealthy things.
Nije da samo sebi govorimo toliko nezdravih stvari.
Which we identify with.
S kojima se identificiramo.
But we also let other people.
Dozvoljavamo i drugim ljudima.
We let the environment.
I okolini.
Dictate to us in so many ways
diktira na toliko mnogo načina
that forms so much of our personality.
I, a to formira toliko
we want to be Shastra Shakshus. We want to
želimo
see through the eyes of the Shastra.
Želimo vidjeti kroz oči Shastra.
We want to have our models and our
naše
goals
vlastite, ciljeve
based on
i
our acharyas.
I uzore bazirano
we want
na
to be able to check in
želimo
to make sure that we are salvage or sandwich by, of
da
course, Sadhu, Shastra, and Guru.
Spašeni, sadu, šastru, šastru
I ask you to think about three people
zamolio sam vas da
who
razmislite o tri osobe
in your life
u vašem životu
have been the most significant persons
koje su bile najznačajnije osobe
upon,
koje su vam učinile najveći utisak
your life.
Vas, na vaš život.
We ask you to also think of three
također smo vas zamolili da razmislite o
most
tri
significant choices
izbora koje ste učinili u svom
that you can reflect back
i kojih se možete sjetiti
that you have made in your life. And then we ask you to think about three most significant events.
Razmislite o tri najvažnija događaja.
Now, these three categories
te tri kategorije
is what we are at this point.
Je ono što jesmo u ovom trenutku.
You'll be amazed
bi
to know how much
znati,
we're all constantly influenced by what is happening in our associations.
Ono što se zbiva u našem društvu, u
druženju. Even though we are now
iako
devotees
smo sada bakte,
and we have tried to say yes to Krishna and no
Krishni
to the past,
ne, prošlosti,
unless we have really confronted the past,
se ne suočimo sa
we've not been able to say no to it.
Nećemo i moći reći ne.
You can't say no to a disease
nešto,
in your body.
Ne možete reći ne jednoj bolesti.
So easy if you are not
lako,
aware of what it is to know
svjesni,
how to treat it.
Koja je to bolest da bi je znali liječiti?
Sometimes, most of the time, by being aware of the caliber of the disease
or the gravity, then we can treat it. Onda je možemo
if I have actually
ako,
cancer,
ako ja imam rak, recimo,
but if I am thinking that I just have a flu,
da imam samo nekakvu prehladu,
I'm going to have trouble in addressing that problem because I'm not going to bring the sufficient medication or the treatment based on the gravity of the problem.
U skladu s njegovom težinom, u stvari.
We looked at some of the different types of real chronic types of anxieties.
Teskobe.
We crossed on general anxiety disorders.
Tjeskoba.
We gave a list of things that's associated with that. We asked some of you to raise your hand
who are experiencing this. Vas da dignu ruke koji su to iskusili.
We had panic disorders.
Panični poremećaj.
We talked about panic disorder.
Govorili smo o panici, dakle,
as happening from 5 minutes to an hour.
Koja se događa od 5 minuta.
Where a person has trouble
sata.
Breathing.
Osoba ima poteškoće.
Person feels choked.
Osjeća se ugušena.
Fainty, nauseation. Feels like you sometimes you're going to die.
Slabost.
We asked people to raise their hand.
Pitali smo
who have this
ruke,
frequently.
Često to
about 40
imaju.
People, so raise their hand.
Ljudi je diglo ruke.
Obsessive compulsive type of fear or anxiety.
Obsesivni poremećaj.
We're constantly feeling compelled to do the same thing over and over again, even though we know it is irrational.
Iako znamo da je to iracionalno.
We go back and lock the door 15, 20 times before we leave the house. We wash our hands
40
times. We put our hat on in a certain way again and again and again. This is something that we know it is irrational, but we only feel a sense of relief
ali
if we do that irrational thing.
Olakšanje samo ako napravimo tu iracionalnu
post-traumatic stress.
Post-traumatski stres.
This is when some trauma has happened in someone's life.
Neka trauma u životu.
Can be war.
Može biti
can be rape.
Može biti silovanje.
It can be some type of assault.
Neka vrsta napada.
Something very traumatic.
Nešto vrlo traumatsko.
That happened at some point
što se dogodilo u određenom trenutku,
or at some time in one's life.
Nekom vremenu, u nekom određenom
but even though it has happened
života,
in the past,
ali čak i ako se to dogodilo
certain
u prošlosti,
people,
poneki
conditions,
ljudi,
situations
neke uvjeti,
cause
neke
one to experience or to re-experience
ponovno prođe,
the anxiety and the pain
i bol,
just as if it is happening
baš kao
again.
Da se to zbiva ponovo.
All over, fresh.
Opet isto, ne?
Phobias.
Fobije.
When someone has
ako
some unusual fears
ima neki neobičan strah
for height,
visine,
for being enclosed in,
zatvorenog prostora,
some extreme fear
neki
of,
ekstremni strah,
of flies,
muha,
spiders,
paukova,
whatever.
Ili čega god.
Anyway,
bilo
these are
bilo,
just some extreme cases.
Neki ekstremni slučajevi.
Some people suffer very
ljudi,
intensely.
Pate.
Some of you who have some of these people who don't know about
to,
this doesn't mean much to them.
Mislim,
but somebody who's dealing
znači,
with the general anxiety disorder, this means over 6 months period. You just have it from time to time, no problem.
To znači da,
but for extended period, 6 months
mjeseci,
plus,
in
this insomnia, you can't sleep.
Okay.
Often you have, you can't eat anything, or you have very, very poor taste for food, sweating, trembling. Lots of depression. So, all of these have to do, of course, with what is happening in the mind. But more important, it has to do with some of these three significant people, choices, and events. As we ask you to think about this, some of the three most significant people who have impacted upon your life. If you had all three people who had the most powerful impressions on you and it's been auspicious, you are most fortunate. Hopefully many of you, as you thought about the three people who had the biggest influence on your character, on your life, these were people who offered something good for you. This is very fortunate.
Onda ste jako sretni ako su to
ljudi koji su dobro,
ali i nešto
as distinctly
je utjecalo na vas.
Who you are and what you are at this time.
Na ono što ste vi i
just like when we did the, you know, the internal dialogue.
I kao što imamo
somebody thought
dialog.
They were too tall. Somebody thought they were too skinny. Somebody thought they were too short. Somebody thought they were too fat. Well, also,
prenizak.
People are telling themselves this.
Ljudi sami sebi to govore.
Based on their association.
Na njihovom druženju.
Past as well as present.
Bilo u prošlosti, bilo u sadašnjosti.
We want to move away.
Želimo se odmaknuti
from identifying our life based on the standards
bazirano na standardima materijalnog svijeta.
And so in order to do that, we have to be clear in our vision of what things we are often connected to and doing.
In
our own internal dialogue that we've accepted,
as well as
those significant persons who impose their mindsets on us. So that homework assignment then draws us to this area.
The three people
in your life who you feel have made the biggest impact
koje su najviše utjecale na vas u vašem
on you,
životu.
Three of your own choices,
tri
most significant choices
izbora,
that you've made.
Najteža izbora koja ste učinili,
najvažnija
događaja u vašem životu.
Occurrences in your life. If you put those together,
ako to zajedno spojite,
you will see.
Vidjet ćete.
For those of you, the 50 of you or so who had this panic disorder,
neki od vas koji imaju taj panični poremećaj, vidjet ćete
so much of that disorder
da toliko tog poremećaja
has to do
ima veze
with some inauspicious
sa nekom nepovoljnom
in one of these areas or all of these
stvari
areas.
Koja se dogodila u jednoj ili svim od
somebody
ovih područja.
Has impacted upon
ako netko,
you, one of the three significant players in your life
ako je ne, znači jedna
in a negative
osobe
way.
Koja je bila značajna u vašem životu je negativna,
especially in the case of post-traumatic stress.
Što se tiče post-traumatskog stresa.
This is more prominent.
Ovo je
značajnije
što se tiče
war,
osoba u ratu, što
abuse,
se tiče žrtava silovanja, nešto što je imalo veliku, što vas je jako uznemirilo i ostavilo vam je veliki utjecaj na svjesnost.
Somebody is from an alcoholic family.
Neko dolazi recimo iz alkoholičarske obitelji.
Father's alcoholic, mother's alcoholic.
Majka je alkoholičar, a i
otac. That child growing up,
dijete raste,
was often in need
često mu je bila
of some shelter, some guidance,
utočište,
some love,
vodstvo, ljubav,
some basic encouragement.
Neki osnovni poticaj.
Now, the internal dialogue,
unutarnji dialog,
the mind,
kaže,
has been so much programmed.
Je toliko programiran.
Now the person is an adult.
A sada je već osoba stara, ne?
Now she's married.
Kada je osoba
he's
stara
married.
I uđe u brak.
But he's been telling himself because of these.
Ali sam sebi govori zbog tih stvari koje doživi u životu.
Significant impact.
Značajnih utjecaja.
That he will be abandoned by most people.
Od mnogih,
who he wants to reach out for.
Većine ljudi koji su
most people who he needs.
Većina ljudi koji su mu potrebni neće biti s njim kada
them.
Ih najviše treba.
So now he is trying to be a devotee, grihasta,
bakta, grihasta,
and he is having so much unnecessary paranoia toward his wife, necessary paranoia toward the temple president,
svoje ženi, temple presidentu,
uncomfortableness toward the guru.
Prema guru, nije mu,
he is afraid to really give himself so much in any relationship.
Boji se dati u svaki od tih odnosa.
Because there's a certain part of his mind that's telling him
that u određenom trenutku
if you
da
do,
ako to učiniš,
you are not going to be met.
Neće ti izaći u susret. Neće biti tu za tebe kad su ti potrebni.
And so, even though this
stoga,
was something previously when he was
ako je
small,
ovo nešto što se dogodilo kad je bio
but the
mali,
nature of the mind, accepting
priroda
and
uma koje je prihvaćanje i odbijanje
that he will keep holding on to this until he sees that
držati
so
na tome
of this kind of
dok ne vidi
mindset
toliko tog umnog
that's coming out in his relationships is because of the stuff that he keeps holding on to
ulazi
and it keeps
u odnose
surfacing.
I stalno mu izlazi van.
So sometimes once he's able to see it and understand
osoba može ponekad vidjeti i razumjeti
what is somewhat responsible for this,
ko je odgovoran za to,
then he can also put it down.
Aha, kad je osoba odgovorna za to što mu se događa,
so,
onda to može i odbaciti.
While you're getting ready to share some of yours, I'm just going to share maybe a one or two in these categories in my own life.
Ja sam htio s vama podijeliti u stvari neke od
tih well, sure, kategorija u svom životu. Most significant person in my life was
najvažnija
Shila
osoba
Prabhupada.
U mom životu bila je Shila Prabhupada, naravno.
So,
stoga,
First time.
Prvi puta.
And this will bring in some discussion for some of you, which we wanted to touch upon yesterday, but we didn't have time. When I first met Srila Prabhupada,
kad sam prvi put sreo Srila Prabhupada,
it was through his album. There's a record that George Harrison did.
Bilo je kroz njegov album.
Where the devotees are chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
Jedna ploša gdje bakte pjevaju Hare Krishna mantru.
And Srila Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada.
After they're chanting, then he is speaking.
Nakon njihovog pjevanja on priča.
About the mantra.
O mantri.
And he explains about.
I objašnjava.
Chanting of Hare Krishna.
O pjevanju Hare Krishna.
So. I had went to New York Temple.
Stoga ja sam otišao u njujorški hram.
Had bought the album.
Kupio album.
And had put the album on to listen to the mantra.
Slušao mantru.
And to hear Srila Prabhupada speak.
I da čujem Srila Prabhupada kako govori.
So when I heard Srila Prabhupada's voice.
Kada sam čuo Srila Prabhupadov glas.
That I had two distinct experiences.
Imao sam dva iskustva.
Extreme sadness.
Ekstremnu tugu.
Extreme happiness.
I ekstremnu sreću.
I had extreme happiness.
Imao sam ekstremnu sreću.
Because I knew that voice.
Jer sam znao taj glas. Poznavao sam taj glas.
I had not physically saw him.
Nisam ga fizički nikad vidio.
But hearing the voice.
Ali čuo sam njegov glas.
I knew the entity connected with that voice.
Osobu koja je povezana s tim glasom.
That side was happiness.
I zato
something was coming happiness
sretan.
From that side. Sadness.
A tuga.
Was that also by hearing that voice.
Čuo sam taj glas.
I knew.
I znao sam
that I was like put under arrest.
Da sam bio uhapšen.
Like the policeman catches
kao
somebody.
Kao da me policajac uhvatio.
Puts him in handcuffs.
I stavio mi lisice.
Says, come on.
I rekao,
I caught you stealing.
Uhvatio sam te u krađi.
So do both things
stoga,
were there.
Obje stvari su tu bile
prisutne. Happiness.
Sreća.
Of some very powerful entity.
Velike moćne osobe.
Feeling some rejuvenation, excitement.
Osjećao sam se sretan, uzbuđen.
Some identification.
Identificirao sam se.
On the other hand,
a s druge strane,
fear,
strah,
and most important, embarrassment.
I najvažnije, sram.
Realizing that, okay,
shvatio
now,
sam, okay,
your life must change.
Sada se tvoj život mora promijeniti.
Now, the other day when I was talking about
neki dan kad sam pričao
mental culture,
o mentalnoj kulturi,
and also mentioned something about dreams.
I spominjao nešto o snovima.
Remember, I asked.
Sjetite se.
So I wanted to show some of you.
Nekoliko vas da pokažu
how the mind is functioning.
Kako um funkcionira.
More powerful than you realize.
Moćnije nego što shvaćate.
How some of you are more advanced than
you realize. I kako su neki od vas napredni u tome.
How many of you?
I onda sam pitao koliko vas.
Even when you're not physically chanting.
Kad fizički ne
mantrate. That you find that the mantra is going on in your mind.
Mantra ide.
You wake up from sleep.
Probudite se iz sna.
You have a slight daydream.
Mali,
and you know you weren't chanting the mantra out loud, tackling with your fingers on the beads,
mantru,
but you heard the mantra going on in your mind.
Mantru u umu.
So some of you won't hear that
other
day. Let me ask again. How many of you had that experience?
Koliko od vas je imalo to iskustvo?
Okay, almost a third
skoro
of the votes. Okay.
30%.
Now, that means that
to
already
znači da već
that the internal processing is going on.
Proces ide.
We want to always to be thinking of
želimo
Krishna.
Uvijek misliti na Krishna.
Doesn't mean just when we are awake,
to ne znači
we're walking
da
about,
samo kad smo
our senses are being bombarded.
Naokolo,
we want to come to a point that whatever we're doing, we are so mindful.
Želimo doći do točke
mindful
da što
walking,
radimo,
mindful eating, mindful sleeping.
Svjesni smo.
That we are so absorbed in this kind of internal bhajan, that things are going on in the world, but we're in the world, but less and less of it. That means less and less any reason for us to take another material body.
We
have to become like the residents of the spiritual world, to go back to the spiritual world, where there's never any question of thinking outside.
Nikakvog govora o tome da razmišljamo o nečemu izvan Krišne.
How many of you seen your spiritual master in a dream before you physically saw your guru? That at some point, months or years later, you saw physically that entity who you had met at some point. In some cases, it's been happening for a while. And then one day, you see that person. And you know that that is your guru. Because that person has met with you. Or has guided you,
ta osoba
and
vodila,
you know that as a fact.
Znate,
how many
činjenicu?
Of you had that experience of
koliko
meeting your guru before you physically saw him?
Iskustvo, da ste sreli gurua prije nego što ste ga fizički vidjeli.
Okay. Now, because my time is running out, I'm not going to have time to go into something new.
Moje vrijeme odmiče,
so I'm going to take these last 10 minutes
drugo,
addressing some of this discussion.
Ovih 10 minuta da
some of you, raise your hand again.
Dakle, ponovno dignite ruke.
Who saw,
ko je vidio,
met that guru internally before
they
physically
saw the spiritual master. Vidio.
I just want one or two of you to share.
Želim jedno ili dvoje od vas da podijelite to s nama.
We're just trying to create a situation
where
by the time this course is over, everybody is able to have much more grasp of control of their mind, seeing how powerful it is, realizing that we're much more than this external entity, being, we're much more than this material
and
our material associations, so that we can access a deeper Krishna consciousness by being more aware of what is happening in the mind, so we can direct it in a more auspicious way.
Usmjeriti na povoljniji način.
When I was living in Germany, Heidelberg, I could see almost all spiritual masters like Sachinana Swami and everybody
else. But about
my Guma
Jadaka
Swami, I only heard about once from one devotee. I see maybe one picture. No, I only heard actually. And later on, I wanted to see him. I had this really deep feeling that I have deep connection with him. And one day I was dreaming that I'm on German farm in Big Kirtan. And on that dream I was very short. And devotees were very big, very tall. All like 2-3 meters.
2 ili 3 metra.
Yeah, and I was going through this kirtan and I saw him in front of me. He was dancing. And I was very happy to see him.
I
know the form, you know. Before I see him, I just experienced that, yeah.
Imao sam iskustvo njega prije nego sam ga vidio.
Vaishnava Gorgi! So, our point is that in one sense, when we are in the dream state, according to the quality of each person, because normally, when one is too much materialistically oriented, then so much of the dream is just sense gratification. Even if there's a spiritual aspect, for most people it's so much sense gratification. Because the mind is mainly meditating on sense gratification. In the waking state. So in the dream state you get the same stuff. But for all of us, knowing or unknowing, when the physical body is not active,
stanju, ali kada
so as Prabhupada said, we have dream body,
aktivno,
which means what? We have mind, intelligence, and a hunker, a false
ego.
So every time there's death, physical body goes, but this mental culture, mental body, is going with us as long as we are in the physical universe. So just as the
stoga,
mental body is not limited
tijelo,
to the geographical environment, it's not limited
okolinu,
to time,
ni vrijeme,
to space.
Ni prostor.
So this is why the other day
stoga,
when you gave all those wonderful stories in the Shastra, we all share
Shastra,
so many times
toliko puta
that
vidjeli,
great connections happen
da se događaju
for very high-level devotees
za visoko,
based in the dream,
na visokom nivou,
encouragement,
na svom,
guidance, direction.
Upute,
and in most of these cases, these were
Uttama
Adhikaris who came down to function within this realm.
Da bi funkcionirali u ovom carstvu.
But still, in their case,
ali
we see also
njihovom slučaju vidimo
how
također
important transmissions happen in that way.
Kako se na taj način događaju.
We don't have to get into interpretation of dreams or taking dreams as such a significant thing. That's not important.
Mi ne uzimamo snove kao nešto vrlo važno.
But it is important to know if one third of our life,
važno je znati da jedna trećina naših života,
one fourth for some people, is in sleep.
Za neke ljude je u stvari spavanje.
That somehow
i nekako
there should be some significance and reflection about what's going on.
Trebalo bi postojati neke značaja i nekog sjećanja.
If we're supposed to be always thinking of Krishna,
trebamo razmišljati o tome ponekad.
Then we want to be thinking about him in all states.
Trebalo bi stalno i u svakom stanju misliti o Krishni, čak i u snu.
Our point is that for many people,
da za puno ljudi
that we have greater access
imamo veći,
to some spiritual transmission
nekoj duhovnoj,
when the mind is not immediately captured by the immediate environment.
Ne hvata ta,
as it is,
by
all the duality.
Kao što je, kako što se to
so there are times
dualnosti. Znači,
when we have a deeper spiritual connection,
kad imamo dublju duhovnu povezanost,
while the physical body is at rest,
dok fizičko tijelo počiva,
and when there is less interference
i kada
of connecting with the intelligence and the soul.
Manje, kad manje toga dolazi između nas povezano.
And so in some cases, there's been a great desire to want to know Krishna more.
Ponekad želimo znati više o Krishni.
Some cases, there's been a great desire to try to grow in one's spiritual life. And so some significant person who has some significant part in your
karma
can be can impact upon you
može na vas imati utjecaj
in the waking or in the sleeping state.
Bilo u snu ili u budnom stanju.
And one example of this is some of you
who later met your guru physically,
who has been one of the most significant players in your life,
and
in some cases, it has to do with some previous life connection.
Nekom vezom iz prijašnjeg života.
In other cases, it has to do with simply the super soul who is in control and monitoring all things.
Koja je u kontroli svih allowing stvari, koja vam dozvoljava na duša, dakle, da budete pažljivi, da kad vidite
you,
tu osobu koja je za vas,
you have more reason to say yes,
da imate više razloga da kažete da toj određenoj osobi
who is working on Prabhupada's behalf,
koja radi za Šila Prabhupada, da vam pomogne.
Someone else who saw the spiritual master physically
before,
saw spiritual master physically in dream, and then one day saw him.
Dakle, sanjao je si svog duhovnog učitelja i jednog dana si ga vidio fizički. Podijeli to s nama pa ćemo vidjeti.
It was about 3 years as I already practiced Krishna consciousness and lots of spiritual masters used to come in our yatra bed. First I saw a picture of one in Hari Shauri's transcendental diary. There was a picture one sannyasi walked always with Prabhupada, and he had a mark on his forehead. So I didn't know what his name was, but I was totally attracted. I already had experience of that person. And then in one lecture, Prabhupada used to mention his name, something like, where is Tamal Krishna?
And there was something talking about him. I onda ja sam jedan put sjedio, kad sam čuo njegovo ime,
Wow, I felt in love with this name. And then I connected this name, and this is this person, and I started to read his books. And then, last Janmashtami, in New Vrajadam in Hungary, when I saw him, this was exactly that experience of reviving relationship with somebody who is my eternal spiritual master.
This reciprocation can never be
disconnected when it becomes once established like that.
Let's take time for one more.
Evo samo još jedna.
Why are we doing this? We're not interested in some paranormal things. Actually, everything is paranormal. Nothing is normal.
Ništa nije normalno.
But this is not the reason for this discourse.
But the discourse is for us to look closer. Da pogledamo pobliže
and how Krishna is arranging amazing
kako Krishna
things,
aranžira začuđujuće stvari
at getting rid of fear,
i kako da se oslobodimo straha,
which helps us to do what?
Koji
get rid of karma, to get rid of baya,
ostavimo karmu, baju i da dostignemo premu.
As we have greater faith
i kako imamo veću vjeru
in what Krishna has promised,
ono što je Krishna obećao,
then we can do what he's asking of us
možemo
more.
Učiniti ono što on traži od nas.
We said that by the end of this course,
rekli smo da ćemo do kraja,
we want us to have greater love of sadhu, greater appreciation,
veću ljubav greater appreciation of guru, više cijeniti gurua,
greater appreciation
više
of Krishna and
Krishna,
entire system.
I ovaj cijeli sustav.
Want to look closer at how we ourselves
bliže,
are our greatest enemy
kako smo mi sami
in terms of how we interfere?
I na osnovu toga kako se ponašamo jedni među drugima, želimo pogledati pobliže
others,
koji su značajni drugi ljudi,
we have allowed to interfere,
koji smo značajni drugi ljudi dozvolili da se umiješaju u naš rast.
By holding on to certain pains,
držeći se
fears,
za neke boli,
anxieties,
strahove, tjeskove i neke miskoncepcije, krive koncepcije,
that they have dropped on us,
oni koje su nam oni u stvari nametnuli,
that we have been carrying.
I mi to nosimo sa sobom.
So I don't have chance to go to the next part of our discussion. I'm
ja
going to take one more person on the same topic.
Diskusije, već ću
and then tomorrow we'll move into an entire new topic.
As we look sutra raditi
at
drugu
some of your
temu,
three most significant categories.
Vaše tri najvažnije kategorije.
And
to ćemo sutra učiniti.
So I won't forget, I want to give you the homework assignment
now. Ne zaboravite
now.
Da želim vam dati još jednu domaću zadaću. Jer ćemo ostati bez vremena uskoro. Domaća zadaća je da želim da se sjetite od sada do sutra, da razmišljate o tome neke događaje gdje
let's see how to explain it.
Da vidimo kako
where you sabotage yourself,
gdje
you,
ste sami sebe sabotirali, gdje ste učinili neke stvari
you are afraid of success.
Jer ste se bojali uspjeha.
In other words, sometimes we are actually afraid of being successful in a certain area.
Da ćemo biti uspješni na nekom području.
And we constantly or unconsciously do things.
I neprestano radimo stvari.
Either make ourselves fail.
I ne uspijevamo.
Or to cause ourselves not to achieve.
Da bi ne uspjeli i da bi izazvali da
or cause ourselves not to get higher results.
I da bi sami sebe potkopali u tome da ne postignemo nešto. Kad pogledamo
where we cause ourselves
primjer u našem životu kad sami sebe u stvari potkopamo da ne budemo uspješni. Neke stvari kojima sabotiramo sami svoje napore u stvari.
You think about it for a while, you'll
razmislite
be surprised to see
neko vrijeme, bit ćete zapanjeni da vidite kako to nesvjesno radimo.
And for many different reasons that we'll discuss.
Zbog mnogih različitih razloga o kojima ćemo sutra pričati.
So someone last person share about
dakle,
me this
posljednja osoba koja će me podijeliti s nama koja je srela duhovnog učitelja
in dream, before they physically saw.
Prije nego ga je fizički vidjela. Evo.
Hare Krishna. Ja se sjećam, to je bilo vrijeme kada sam željela imati svog duhovnog učitelja.
Time when I wanted to have my spiritual master.
U to vrijeme, do tada, znači prvi šest godina Bhakti Yoga, sam dosta meditirala na Sachinandana Swami.
I meditated on Sachinandana Swami.
Ali Sachinandana Swami je skoro pa na svakom dašanu mi govorio o...
Almost on every dašan, he told me.
Možda je bolje da nađeš nekog drugog duhovnog učitelja.
Some other spiritual master.
Anyway,
bilo kako bilo.
Ja sam ono zaključila, ok, Krishna.
Then I concluded, ok, Krishna.
Dobro, stavila sam na listu na bijelom papiru sve guroje koje sam vidjela jednom ili bilo šta drugo.
Now.
I onda sam počela govoriti koji mi se više sviđa zbog nekih materijalnih razloga ili ne, uglavnom smanjivala sam listu.
Who I liked more
kraju
or
je ostala
less,
su dvojica.
And there were two of them.
To je bio Indra Dimna Maharaj i Pritu
Prabhu.
Indra Dimna Maharaj sam bila sam jedan put, ali sjećam se u to vrijeme. Znali su govoriti da između Matađic je bilo govora da Indra Dimna Maharaj više voli da Matađic nose suknje, to mi se nije nikako sviđalo, tako da sam rekla neću ni njega. Ostaje još Pritu Prabhu koju sam vidjela samo jedan put na farmi, koji je sidio on na stablu, pričao sa svim Vaishnavama, a isto tada sam dobila službu da opere njegovu odjeću. Sjećam se, tada sam promislila, wow, kakvi ovo guru koji nosi bijeli doti. Za mene su guri samo bili u ono vrijeme oni koji nose šafran, koji su swami.
Anyway,
rekla sam Krišni, sad je dosta. Sad hoću da imam guru, imaš 5 dana da mi dovedeš tog guru.
Who is my guru?
Yeah. Anyway. Rekla sam, ok, ja ću se potruditi ići do njega. Sam znala da dolazi na Džamaštam i na Faru.
Džamaštam
i
ja vas on
hvala. I onda sam pisala, Aditya probavam, ne znam se sjeća. Rekla sam, mogu li ste vam ići na Džamaštam i na Faru? On je rekao, ne, nema mjesta.
No, there's no room, he said.
Ja sam rekao, ok, Krišna, znači ti si odlučio da ne treba, imam duhovnog učitelja. I odlazila sam sa... Tada smo imali templu po strani u Splitu. I odlazila sam sa drugog kata, išla sam put dole, rekla sam, ok, sve je gotovo, nemam guru, idem ti čaj iz ovog procesa, više mi je dosta svega, ima tu i dosta politike, urega, svega, rekla sam, više ne želim ništa, želim guru, I onda u tom momentu je tako pravo zadereo se, zato što sam se zvala Nataša tada, rekao je, Nataša, bak ti Nataša. Sam me zvao Pritu Pravu, dolazi u Split za dva dana.
Pritu Pravu is coming to Split in two days.
Ja sam bila tako sretna.
I was so happy.
I tu noć sam sanjala Pritu Pravu.
Pritu Pravu.
Imala sam dva sna.
I had two dreams.
U jednom tamponu s desne strane bila lekcija, tipična lekcija Sachinanda Maharaja.
In one corner there was a Swami.
A iz drugog kantuna dolazio moj corner, Guru Maharaj.
There was Guru Maharaj.
I mantra je, i chanting. Stop lamenting, and he said, I'm your spiritual master.
Stop lamenting, I'm your spiritual master.
So I'm sorry. I promised that
I would
make the class shorter so we would have chance for questions.
Sad kraćim da imamo priliku za pitanja.
This is our fourth day and we haven't really had a chance to have questions and answers yet.
Nismo imali priliku da imamo pitanja i odgovore.
And we're still about a day or two behind.
I još uvijek smo dan ili dva.
We want
kaskamo, ne?
Some of you to share.
Sutra želimo da neki od vas podijele s nama.
Some of these three categories.
Neke od ove tri kategorije.
What's important is that those three people or some of those people who've impacted upon your life in a good way.
Najviše, dobro utjecali na vas.
That's not a problem. That's wonderful.
To nije problem, to je divno.
But if there's been someone,
ali
as you look at those
netko,
three
personalities, osobe, ako
postoji
netko,
and their influence has been negative,
čiji je utjecaj bio negativan,
then we need either to pray to Krishna,
treba nam ili se moliti Krišni,
to help us to see
da
and to act differently,
da vidimo i da se ponašamo drugčije,
from how the influence has
od onog kako su oni utjecali na nas i kako je to ušlo u našu svijest.
We need either to be able to forgive them,
moramo biti spremni i biti sposobni im oprostiti za ono što su nam učinili,
that has caused us to keep reacting,
i što je uzrokovalo da mi tako, da mi reagiramo.
We need to
na takav način i moramo pokušati
sometimes to see it
ponekad
from
vidjeti
their point of view,
iz njihove perspektive
what may have caused them to act improper.
Što je možda izazvalo to da se oni tako krivo ponašaju prema nama.
Just like it's been proven,
dokazano je
that many people who are,
da mnogi ljudi
child abusers,
koji su zlostavljatelji djece,
were abused themselves,
su sami bili zlostavljani u životu.
And therefore they perpetuate,
i na taj način nastavljaju to ponašanje i taj životni stil.
So if someone has had that kind
stoga,
of experience,
ako je netko imao takvo iskustvo,
and they're only reacting,
i samo reagiraju,
then they're carrying the experience again and
onda
again,
to
iskustvo pain,
stalno
nosi
sa sobom,
the attack,
napad i bol koji je taj napad prouzrokovao.
So not that they have
stoga,
to forget about it,
oni ne trebaju to zaboraviti.
But they want to stop
ali
allowing
žele prestati
the same
dozvoljavati
experience,
da se događa isto iskustvo koje ih napada
and influencing their
i koje utječe na njihovo svakodnevno
relationships,
odnošenje, na svakodnevne odnose
which will
koje
affect
imaju.
The relationship we're
a
trying to have also with Krishna.
Što će također utjecati na odnos koji pokušavamo imati s Krišnom.
So come tomorrow,
stoga dođite
with
sutra
some of those things in your mind,
od tih stvari u vašim
three
umovima.
Most important persons,
tri najvažnije osobe koje su imale utjecaj na vaš život,
three most significant choices,
tri najvažnija izbora koja ste učinili i tri najvažnije najvažnija događaja
well,
koja su vam se dogodila. Kada
good,
ste napravili neki dobar izbor, već ste dobili neku dobrobit iz toga.
And while you made some choices that were bad,
napravili izbor koji je bio loš,
realize you made a mistake.
Shvatili ste da ste možda napravili grešku.
Realize that
shvatite
there was
da
a
ste možda
there
napravili grešku i da je tu postojala
there was
greška.
A failure.
Da niste uspjeli.
But making a failure is different from seeing yourself as a failure.
Aha, činiti greške nije isto kao vidjeti sebe kao osobu koja nije.
We make a failure, that's something we
kada
did, if we had to do it over again, we'd have done it differently.
To je nešto što smo učinili i opet to nećemo
učiniti. Because we made that choice,
we
have other
times
we can make other choices.
Ali drugi put ćemo napraviti neki
drugi
izbor.
So we want to live in the present and the future choices to be better.
U sadašnjosti i da naši budući izbori budu bolji.
That means we learn
znači da učimo
from the past,
iz prošlosti,
but we look toward the future.
Ali gledamo prema budućnosti.
So if you have made some choices,
ako ste napravili neki izbor u svom životu,
one of those choices was a bad choice,
jedan od tih izbora je bio loš,
then you let it go.
Onda ga pustite ga.
Yes,
pustite
you made
ga.
A mistake.
Možda, dobro, napravili ste grešku.
Yes. There was a failure.
Ja sam počinio grešku.
But you are not a failure.
Ali vi niste oni
any more
koji ste,
than you are not fat or skinny or short.
Vi niste
that's
oni koji
body,
ste beskorisni. To je
just
samo
an occurrence,
tijelo.
An experience,
to je jedno iskustvo.
As part of a small
koje
point
je dio male točke vaše karme. Niste debeli ni mršavi.
With occurrences. Some situations, some environments, some events,
događaje ili okolina koje se
where there have
vas,
been good experiences, good events,
dobra
no
iskustva ili problemi.
Where there have been unfortunate,
bilo da su neka nesreća.
Then you look closer.
Ako
what does Krishna want me to learn from that?
Što Krishna želi da naučim iz toga?
Once you have learned from that,
jednom kad ste naučili iz toga,
then you can put it behind you.
Onda to možete staviti iza sebe.
Otherwise you carry it.
Inače to nosite.
You can carry it not only in this life,
možete to nositi
but even
i u ovaj život,
a
čak
life
i u onaj sljedeći.
And then we finish that the first part of tomorrow.
Kad
then we'll
to
look
završimo,
at ways,
znači u prvom dijelu sutrašnjeg
and how
we
sabotage ourselves.
Onda ćemo vidjeti načine na koji sami sebe sabotiramo i da ne budemo dovoljno uspješni na nekim
so
područjima.
Again, forgive me for putting you in Maya for that 5 minutes.
Prostite mi što sam vas stavio u Maju tih 5 minuta ponovo.
It's confounded, Charles, the Prabhupada ki. Yeah.